problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more.
Let me fix you some of this new Mococo drink. All natural cocoa beans from the upper slopes of Mount Nicaragua. No artificial sweeteners.
What the hell are you talking about? Who are you talking to?
I've tasted other cocos. This is the best.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Doug Stanhope, and if you're listening to this broadcast, don't take my word for it. I got tricked into this in a merch booth.
It's the homemade broadcast.
The what podcast?
The homemade broadcast.
Homemade?
Homemade broadcast.
The homemade podcast.
Yes, sir.
This is very homemade right here. This shit right here, that homemade.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3... 2, 1.
Will the soundtrack kindly produce a sound? Go on, don't be nervous. Go ahead. Any sound? Well, that isn't quite what I had in mind.
It is the homemade broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSt.Pete.com. Hello, how are you? Doing good? Yeah? You still full? Turkey Day happened? Happy Tea Day. I hope you enjoyed yourself. I hope you ate a lot of food. I hope you had awful political discussions with your family, which I'm sure the majority of you did. I'm sure it was just a blast. I went to my friend's. Actually, it's not even Thanksgiving yet when I'm recording this, because I didn't even really want to record a show this week. I was thinking about taking the week off, because I haven't, I don't think this year. And I figured, well, it's Turkey Day on Thursday, and then I'm going to have some days off work, and it's my birthday Friday, and I just kind of want to, you know, take some time off. But I wanted to have something to put out this week, so I was going to go through old episodes and kind of clip some together for a best of, worst of type of thing this week. But then I talked to my friend Zach, and he said he would come by, and it's just easier to do it that way. And that way it's new, fresh content, recording it a little earlier in the week than we usually do, though. So I don't really know what's happening in the world yet that won't be so old by the time you hear this that it'll be old news. So, I got in a fight with a guy on Twitter today. I usually don't fight with people on Twitter, but this guy had a picture and he had a website. He didn't have his name, though, which was a little annoying. Just put your name up, dude. But he had his username, he had a picture. He's from the St. Petersburg area. I don't know if he listens to the podcast or somehow knows me from something else. But I didn't know about him until I saw a notification from him today. There's so the media is going really heavy after the group known as the alt-right, and they're still naming them as white supremacists, Nazis, and people who support Donald Trump. Donald Trump has opposed these folks and said openly in the 60 Minutes interview. And I listen to a lot of different stuff on YouTube, and, you know, advocates or leaders, really, of the alt-right. You know, Paul Joseph Watson from InfoWars is a great one to listen to. He's always entertaining. Gavin McInnes, you know, Steven Crowder, I'll listen to from time to time. He's not really an alt-right guy. He's definitely on the conservative side, though. And so I feel like there's this one guy in particular that the media has gone after, and he is far on that alt-right side. His name is Richard Spencer, and I saw a Times article featuring him today talking about he got in trouble because he said Hail Trump at a rally, and some people gave the old Nazi salute at the end. And I saw him on Gavin's show today, and Gavin was ripping him a new one about that. Like, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? And basically he said it was kind of a joke on the media, and they picked it up and ran with it. Haven't learned anything from this past election. Still continuing the same tactics. But so what I was saying was is that this is a spectrum. There's fun ones, and there's the not-so-fun ones of this movement. All cats are mammals, all dogs are mammals, not all dogs are cats. It's that type of thing. But people feel this strong, they want this demon to be true for whatever reason. I don't get it. I don't know why. They don't bother to look it up themselves, which I've taken the responsibility to do just to see what is going on here. And it's definitely not as scary as you think. So this Richard Spencer guy will call Paul Joseph Watson a classic liberal, and he's pretty far on the right side there. For Paul Joseph Watson says that he is a classic liberal, which is, I think, what a lot of these alt-right people consider themselves, because the pendulum has swung so far on the other side. The political spectrum's a mess. But I do know, just from seeing interviews and YouTube is a great source for these things. If there's anything you want to know, if there's a specific person that's maybe said something that has been weird to you, go look it up. You have all these resources right at your fingertips, and you can get it right from the people's mouths because they're on a lot of podcasts, and a lot of them don't talk to CNN or MSNBC, but they'll do podcasts, and you get what they what they feel and what they think in their own words, uncut and unedited. So I know for a fact that a lot of these folks are getting an unfair shake, and there is a spectrum there, and I don't categorize myself in. Well, that's what I told this guy, pretty much, because I just made the point that it's not black or white. There's a lot of shades of gray in this spectrum here. And, I mean, I have friends who are in this alt-right movement who are really into it, and they're good people. They're not bigots. They're not racists. And, you know, that's my own anecdotal evidence there, but I've also done the research, and, you know, some of these guys, my friends of mine and, you know, acquaintances listen to, I've heard, and they're just not what these other people claim that they are. And that's all I said. And then I got into a thing with him on Twitter, and I think he blocked me since. I don't really know what I said. But I think there's a lot of, I have the moral high ground here, and I am right, and you are wrong. So in the beginning, he said, I sent him this Paul Joseph Watson thing about that there are two alt-rights. Basically, he said that one is more accurately described as the new right as opposed to the alt-right. These people like to wear MAGA hats, create memes, and have fun. They include whites, blacks, Asians, Latinos, gays, and everyone else. These are the people who helped Trump win the election. The other faction is the fester in the dark corners of subreddits and obsess about Jews and racial superiority in Adolf Hitler. This is a tiny fringe minority, and they had no impact on the election. And he says, guess who they're giving the media attention to? I mean, this Richard Spencer guy. So he says, I'm not sure what you understand what you're saying. Are you saying that there are some misunderstood, decent people in the alt-right? And I said, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I know firsthand experience, and I took the time to research and look up these people in their own words. And then he told me that is major league BS. Do you, man. This is what a lot of people do, too. This is my ex-girlfriend told me when she saw that I was going to see Milo Yiannopoulos at USF. You do you. But I think you're all types of wrong for enabling hate on all types of levels. And I just said the perversion of this group is boggling to me. I don't know why people want this boogeyman to be real so bad. I guess that's a scapegoat meaning for losing the election and the tactics that were used to win this election or lose this election. And then he says, this is equivalent to saying not all men. You're not persecuted. And you're standing with a-holes and are being called out. I don't see how that's equivalent to saying that at all. And I never said I was persecuted at all. And I said, you only know what the news tells you. And they're wrong. And I also explained that I don't stand with anyone or categorize myself because I'm mostly antisocial and I'm pretty flexible in the things that I believe in. And I just told him, you know, I watched YouTube videos with these guys. You should check it out. And then he just says, yeah, yes, it is. And it's the tone that I read it in, which is a major communication flaw with Twitter, because there is a lot of how people communicate and how they say things. And you totally miss that with Twitter. With text, you can't gauge. So I believe that is a big part of misunderstandings that happen on Facebook and social media. And then proceeds to tell me, you don't know me, so insulting me means we're done. Now, I don't know where I insulted him. I informed him that I believe he's misinformed. Is that an insult now? Telling somebody they're wrong is an insult in 2016. That's astonishing. And keep in mind that his first tweet to me was that I am wrong. So I don't know what else to say to that. I kind of just let it go after that. I mean, I'll argue with you for a little while, but if you're going to be a little baby about it, then bye, baby. So I don't know if he was a listener or not, but if you are, man, you know, let's talk about it. You can call up sometime. We can discuss it. But yeah, it's a mess out there, folks. And, I don't know what it is. Just do your own research, okay? Don't let the news tell you what's going on, because the news is dead. Mainstream media is dead, and I don't think it's coming back anytime soon. Independent media podcasts, hearing people in their own words, uncut, that's the way you want to hear things. And if it's stuff you're interested in, you'll take the time to do that. So I encourage you to do that. That's a big motif of this program. So anyway, Zach Townsend's coming in. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that. I don't think he really cares about anything political or the election or anything like that. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. But, you know, he's a comic here in the area. He's the editor and founder of The Hungover Achiever, which I don't even know if he's still doing or not anymore. And he's a new co-host of Hoppy Hour now. I just had Ryan in last week, so Zach's been sitting in with Ryan. So we'll talk to him, have some new programming for you, so you won't be too upset. This podcast is brought to you by Sly Bar, 2061 Central Avenue here in St. Petersburg. Slybar.com, Facebook.com/SlyBarSt. Make sure you check them out. Good food, good beers, good folks over there. And Truvy Salon and Spa. Where's their address? Oh, boy. I think it's 8908 4th Street North. I'm pretty sure. And you can find them at truvysalonandspa.com. Let me pull that up and find you the phone number. Their phone number is dead air, dead air, dead air, dead air. Come on, Internet. Come on, Internet. Come on, Internet. 8908 4th Street North. See, I was right. Look at that. It's Chrissy Parker down there. You can make an appointment for anything you want that a salon does. I'm not really sure. 727-329-9751. I wish some of these people that do advertise with me would write me something to say. I almost feel like I'm ripping them off at this point, but nobody wants to take the time to do that, so I don't know what to do about it. They're having an event, the Salon Christmas Party, on Monday, December 5th from 5:30 to 7:30 at Soiree, 2105 Central Avenue. You can find that on their Facebook page. Truvy is spelled T-R-U-V-Y, Salon and Spa. So they're going to have a bunch of giveaways. Chrissy said she was going to give me $200 to and rent me a suit to stand outside the door and be a doorman. And at first I was insulted, but then I was like, that sounds awesome. I will totally do that. So I don't know if she, I don't know if she's still planning on doing that. I think we were drinking that night that she said that, so she may have forgotten about that. But I know the Christmas party is open to the public, so check it out on our Facebook page, Truvy Salon and Spa. So Zach Townsend will be here shortly. I don't think I have anything else really to get to. This is kind of a lax prepared, even more than usual, believe it or not. So we'll be right back on the Homemade Broadcast here on RadioSaintPete.com. Oh, with Zach Townsend. Oh, but if you want to call the show or leave a message, I should say, or voicemail, you can do that. 813-693-2124. So you can yell at me or you can tweet at me at @home_made_man. You can also do the same on Facebook, facebook.com/HMB Radio, Hotel Mike Bravo Radio. And while you're there, like the Radio St. Pete page as well, Radio St. Pete, that's it. RadioSTPete. Really easy to find. You can download the app in the store. You can listen to Radio St. Pete on the go. So please do that. We'll be right back with Zach Townsend.
Little bike right here.
Yeah, it is. Zach Townsend's here.
Fag.
No cursing and no racial or sexual slurs on this program, sir.
All right. Well, you know what?
How
now that
dare
you let the
you?
Listeners know what kind of guy I am, I don't think they're going to warm right up to me right off the bat.
Well, you're an old pal here. You've probably been on this show more than most at this point.
As it should be. Who else are you having on here? Like Colin Means and Kupo?
Tom Wise. I want to get Tom Wise in here, actually. That'd be great. And Colin at the same time. Colin,
past Tom Wise.
For those of you who don't know, Colin Means looks like Tom Wise.
No, Colin Means is Tom Wise.
Personality wise,
yeah,
too.
He's like the Muppet Baby Tom Wise.
That's true. So, yeah, my birthday's on Friday, man. Well, this will already pass by the time it
How
airs.
How old are you going to be again?
32.
Yeah, and he's podcasting.
Yeah.
And he's
doing
single.
Well, too.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't say you weren't. I'm just letting
doing
people
great,
know.
Doing great, man. Yeah, I'm going to
He's also vaping.
Uh-huh. No, they don't need to know that. Don't tell them that. So, yeah, that's what I was thinking. So my friend Julie said I could throw a party at her house. She just
Julie's
moved
cool.
in.
Julie's cool. I know Julie.
Yeah, she's great.
They have a sick dog, too.
They do. It's adorable. But they just moved in to their house, right? So it's probably in shambles, not put together yet, not everything put away. Also, this is 3 days away. Is that enough time to get
it's
people to...
More than enough time. On a Friday? Oh, my God. Dude, it's going to... Yeah.
So I should do the party.
4 hours. You could let people know, like, 10 a.m. on Friday.
Yeah, but this isn't
more
college,
than
dude. Everybody is...
Yeah, but most of your... Like, I mean, I'm letting you know, like, your comedian friends. You could be like, hey, like... And by comedian friends, I mean, like, me and John.
That's
the only people
it.
Who should get, like, an invite.
That's what I was thinking, too. Like, what if only, like, four people show up?
What were you expecting, the masses?
How many friends do
you have?
If that's a case where it's four people, let's just go to a bar or something.
Yeah.
And so they don't have the mess to clean up and, you know, all that.
Then again, if it's four people, how big is the mess that they're going to have to clean up?
Well, that's true, but if it's four people, then we can sit around the table at Sly Bar.
Let's stop being optimistic. There's no way you have four people that like you enough that'll come out on a Friday night for you.
No, I think, and that's the other thing, too. Like,
it's going to be you and Tom Wise.
What if it's... What if it's...
Trying
what if
to
it's,
request Piano Man on the jukebox.
What if it's too many people? Because we've
All
had
right,
parties...
Slow your roll.
No, we've had parties where they've been, you know, cramped in there. And I don't want too many people either.
It's true.
So I don't know. Like,
I'm gonna invite everybody I know wherever you end up going.
You know the same people I do.
I know.
But you don't have any friends
come out
either.
For me. If I tell them it's like my birthday, they'll be like, "Yeah."
Well, I don't know. So maybe I'll do that tonight. I gotta see. I don't want to feel like a fool if too little people show up. I don't want to seem like I don't want to throw a rager.
Yeah,
either.
I know what you mean. You're in birthday limbo. You don't
like
know what you want to do.
15 people would be great.
You got to do something, though, just to, like, forget how old you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, see, I also have to work on Friday, so I'm going to be...
Till what time?
Like, I should be back by 9.
Oh,
see,
dude.
That's plenty
yeah,
of time.
I'm not going out until, like, 11.
Yeah, that's what... See, I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. Maybe we should just meet up at a bar, do bar stuff.
Sly Bar. We can get up on stage bar. For the old time's sake, huh?
I should have maybe done that. I kind of wanted to do a roast, but I feel like everybody's been doing roasts too soon.
No, don't do a roast.
Maybe next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's been going on with you, man?
If you live that long.
If I live that long, that's right.
Yeah, a lot could happen in 365 days.
Crazy lifestyle that I lead.
You might overdose on Pepto-Bismol when my tummy hurts.
So what's up with you, man? You got some things going on.
I'm doing the what I call the no-name podcast circuit right now. It's between Hoppy Hour and the Homemade Broadcast, and then next week I'm doing James Bailey's bull crap. So
whoa, James Bailey, you can hear it on HMBRadio.com. We upload those on Wednesdays, exclusive to HMBRadio.com.
Yeah, I'm just going to go for the trifecta of the podcast that nobody listened to.
Yeah, so. That's pretty much. I mean, pretty much. If you hit Wine Gardens, you hit the trifecta or the quadfecta in a week.
Four-peat.
Yeah, that'd be awesome, man. You should totally do
Go for five like Kobe.
So what else have you been? You're like the official co-host now.
Of Hoppy Hour. Yeah. Can you believe
Ryan Hoppy's program.
Can you believe that you booked him? Who's your booking agent? You should really give him okay, yeah. Well, you should give him a pat on the back because I'm a hot commodity.
How did
right
you
now,
stumble
guys.
Into that? Tell me about that.
Well, I got a phone call one day and it sounded like a caveman trying to speak for the first time. So then I had somebody get a translator. Turns out it was Ryan Hoppy trying to...
he was still punch drunk Mike Halpin.
Hoppy's cool. He's my friend. And he just was saying how he wants to expand his brand.
Sure.
Which I know nothing about because I don't even like to promote myself for anything.
Right.
And he's really good
at
promoting himself.
Well, you do a great
job. I am flying under the radar at record pace.
No doubt. No doubt about that.
And no, he just was like, hey, man, I want to have – nobody wants to hear me talk for an hour by myself, basically, which is like why you have guests. And
precisely.
So, and he was like – and he knows I'm funny, which obviously who doesn't at this point?
Sure.
I'm pretty freaking hilarious. I've been known to bring the ha-has, folks.
More folks like ha-hack, am I right, ladies and gentlemen? That goes back to another inside
joke. You guys wouldn't understand. Maybe one day.
So how's Hungover Achiever going? The
we
satire
took some
news
time
site?
Off. Yeah, we took some. We took like a month. We're starting it back up, I think, in December. Just because me and Colin, the other dude who runs it,
who never leaves his bedroom, apparently. You moved in with Colin, and it was supposed to be Justin Kupo, and I was so excited for you guys because I was like, this is what I drunkenly yelled at you guys.
Yeah, you actually really encouraged it one time, and like that kind of like started that was like the snowball effect. It really like got stuff rolling, and we started talking about it, and then David Wind, another comedian, was moving to Israel. His house was opening
up. Is he moving
up.
Or visiting?
No, he's living there for like a year and a half. Like,
oh, okay. What
he's
is
doing
he doing
some
there?
Crazy program, I think, for like technical stuff. I don't exactly know. But he's, so he moved. His house opened up in St. Pete. We moved to St. Pete. Kupo backed out last minute. And so like one of my friends from college moved in.
From New York or Connecticut?
No, he's from New York. We went to college in Massachusetts together.
So it's supposed to be a pure comic pad.
Yeah, but this kid's an animal. Like, this kid is just, anything goes with this kid. If he said anything, I'd just be like, I would look him in the eye and be like, shut up. And he would be like, okay.
So, and then Colin never leaves bedroom.
Okay. No, Colin just blinks himself to oblivion in his bedroom.
Man, that's really depressing. I was so excited for you guys.
I mean, it's just, I think it's more because, like, we're all in our rooms right now because we have no living room at all. We don't have a couch. The living room is just a blank space, and it could be sick. But now that this kid just moved in last night, and we're gonna work on getting a couch and making it more of a commune, having house parties. We might have a party tomorrow if you want to come over.
Tomorrow? Yeah, I could do that.
No, any of you guys listening live?
nobody's listening live. This
well,
is not.
Guess
live.
What? You guys were invited. All right.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad to see
we're
that.
We're going to do house shows, too. It'll be cool.
Yeah, that's dope. You're getting out there, though. I've hung out with you a lot, so that's fun.
Yeah, I'm expanding my horizons.
Certainly are.
I'm just I'm drowning in it, folks.
God. So, anywho.
I got my floaties on.
I kind of brought you in last minute because I wasn't going to do a show, and then I figured it's easier to put on a new program than to cut together old clips from previous year's shows and play those
the
instead.
The best of.
Worst of thing, yeah. So I got in a fight with a guy on Twitter today.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I just talked about it for 15 minutes. But
well, give me the short.
Do you know about this alt-right movement? The alt-right people, and they're all Nazis
and they're all
or whatever.
Hailing Trump. Yeah,
that
video.
Yeah, so that's that they picked out this Richard Spencer guy because he is the rightest of the alt-right people. Who's,
okay.
I don't think he's a Nazi, though. I've heard some interviews with him, and he doesn't really care about Jews too much. I saw a
who does?
Who does? Yeah, good point.
I said that. Okay, I'm just going to step away from that just because I want to run for mayor one day.
So he did it, from what I saw in an interview with him today on a podcast, kind of as a goof on the media, and they picked it up and ran with it. So I posted this thing talking about there's a spectrum, just like any other sort of ideology, mm-hmm. that there's some reasonable ones, and then there's some wacky ones, you know, on the far side, and basically just said I'm an idiot for that, and I wanted to explain myself. And told him that he was wrong and he was misinformed. And he says, hey, you don't know me personally, so we're done here. You don't insult me like that. So selling someone that they're wrong.
No,
today,
misinformed is like, that's like the N word for like regarding information.
Well, I figured I wanted to say
people really, I've heard people say like, you're just misinformed. It's like, whoa, what did he just say?
I guess maybe it is condescending. Well, see, you can't tell tone either. But I didn't want to say wrong because I feel like that's harsher to say than misinformed.
No, I'd rather be called wrong than misinformed.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's where I went wrong.
Yeah, maybe that's where you, yeah.
But apparently, so I don't know if he listens to this podcast or how he found me, but he's from St. Pete. He's from the neighborhood here.
Oh, my God. Is he really?
So, yeah. So I don't know. He must know.
Dude,
me from...
I hope you get a knock on your door tonight at like 2 a.m.
Well, I have a gun, so.
And a vape. So
and a vape.
He knows he really would be doing the world a justice if he took care of you.
So did you see the swastikas that were written in New York and the park and Adam? What's the guy from Beastie Boys? Adam Yosh? Yosh? Guy that died? The Beastie Boy that died?
Yeah, I don't know. I was like... not even born when the Beastie Boys were doing their thing. So.
Right. Well, that guy, he had a park named after him, and somebody wrote on the playgrounds really terrible swastikas that were like not even swastikas, and then just said, go Trump, underneath of them, and everybody
and
was...
Isn't he Jewish? He's Jewish. All the Beastie Boys are Jewish, right?
Yes, I believe so, yeah. So everybody was all up in arms, and it looked like a kid wrote it. Probably because a kid wrote it.
Yeah.
That's probably why,
that
as a
goof.
That could
be a good, yeah.
See, all these graffiti things always turn out to be...
What about, like, a swastika in penises? That would be pretty funny.
That's hilarious.
That would be really funny.
Yeah. That's, like, stuff you'd see on the bathroom stall in elementary school.
No, that's, like, something you'd see on, like, a wall. Like, a nice building where business takes place in St. Pete. That's what I'm realizing about this place down here. They just paint on everything down here. And it's pretty cool, don't get me wrong. But it's just like, oh... There's the Bank of America. Oh, why is there a huge black lady with huge tits on the side on a dragon? Like, what? Why is that there?
It's become
and who gave them the okay?
A mecca for murals. The guy Sebastian Coolidge kind of started the movement down here with painting murals, and now everybody wants a mural.
What came first, the murals or the hipsters?
I think the hipsters were here first.
That's like the chicken and the egg question.
Because this was a place with dive bars and cheap rent. And it was a downtown district.
I got one for you. What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Chicken, I guess.
It depends what everyone's a premature ejaculator.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
Do you want answers to these questions you're asking me? Or you just ran?
I have some really bad jokes I could run on by on here.
All right, do it.
Here's one. I really want to be alive when some of these celebrities, you know, stuff happens to them. Like, I really want to be alive for when R. Kelly dies because I want to tweet out R.I.P.E.E.
I don't get it. Oh, P.
Yeah,
right.
R.I.P. R. Kelly.
Yes.
But listen, this is where it's a two-parter of a joke.
Okay.
So it's good.
I hope the second part's
where it saves
better.
It. And I hope I'm alive for when LL Cool J gets divorced, because then I can tweet out, hey, I guess now he can change his name to LL Eligible Bachelor.
Whoa!
How you guys like me now?
Hold on, where's my sound
Follow
effect
me on
thing?
Twitter.
I have a sound effect thing somewhere.
Townsend.
Oh, the batteries are dead.
Oh, because he put them in his vape.
Oh, bummer, man. I got to get this thing. I got to get batteries in here. Bummer. It would have been the perfect time to use a sound effect machine.
Those jokes are gold.
They were. They sounded like you were reading Justin Kupo's notebook.
He can have that much creativity, let's be real.
So I don't even know what to talk about at this point.
No, I pretty much pulled the emergency brake on any momentum we had going
you
about
did.
Any conversation.
You did a little bit. What do you think about all this backlash with people writing swastikas all over the place?
I don't.
What do you think the real story is behind it? Because my theory is that 90% of them are made up.
Well, yeah,
or not made up, but someone who is like a Bernie supporter or Hillary supporter wrote them.
There's so much fake outrage because there's so much just fake stuff going on like that. There was that YouTube guy, that gay YouTuber. He's like YouTube famous, and he
said
he got beat up as a hate crime just because he was. Dude, that's how.
Wasn't he in L.A. too?
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen.
He was in
there.
West Hollywood. Yeah, they're really going after the gays in West Hollywood.
So did he beat himself up or did he?
I saw the mugshot. He didn't look harmed. So maybe he just said he got beat up.
Because I've heard of the things where you just punch yourself in an eye.
We've all done that before, though. We've said, we got mad at our moms and dads. We said they molested us just to teach them a lesson.
You know what I did when I was a kid? I ran into a wall. Literally ran into a wall at home, and I got a black eye. And then I went home and bragged that I got in a fight.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
And beat the kid up real bad.
I got in a really bad bike wreck one time. It was literally the last day of school. My mom made me go to school. My face was all torn up. My hands were all torn up. Like, I had scabs, all over my arms and stuff. And everybody's like, oh, yo, what happened to you? Like, what the heck? And I was just like, I panicked. I just started telling people I got into a fight over the weekend at the mall. I was in fifth grade. Which, like,
did you
and
say
everybody,
you won?
Yeah, everybody was like, oh, my gosh, dude, that's awesome. Like, that's so cool. Like, you're so cool. And then I was thinking, now that I think back at it, I had scabs on my arm. Like, what kind of fight went down? I didn't have a black eye, I didn't have bruises. I just had, scabs, road burn.
What's the worst thing you did as a kid that you can remember?
Oh, I've done some just weird stuff.
Boys do really weird, dumb things when they're kids.
Yeah.
I remember we used to flash people on the trail, the Pinellas Trail. We'd go out and pull out our dinks, and we were like, in third grade or second grade.
Yeah.
That's
pull
what we did.
Pull your dink out? Your little
my
dink?
My dink, yeah. Just pull it out.
I never
pulled
my dink out. I never had that kind of.
We thought it was hilarious.
No.
And I think all the adults that were riding on the trail were like, I'm going to go to prison for this.
I remember flicking. I mean, this definitely wasn't the worst, but everyone's done it. Flicking, you ride the bus, you ride the back of the bus, flicking cars off, give them the fake middle finger.
Sure. Yeah.
And one car actually followed us to our bus stop, and me and a bunch of kids got off, and this guy is like, hey, and we just started running.
Did he look like a guy that would do something, or was it just
he looked like a guy who just was fed up. That was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Did you see that movie Falling Down with Michael Douglas?
No.
Oh, okay, you should check that out. It's about a man who just cashes it in and just goes on a crime spree. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. One day, that's why I don't want to, I think I'm more content and just really pursuing a job in comedy than getting a 9-to-5. Because I'd be the type of guy who, he settles for the 9-to-5. And he's just driving. I just hate my life. My wife is just starting to gain a lot of weight.
This is the script. To
yeah,
falling
I'm,
down.
I, that's
because right
it's just it's literally every guy.
Yeah.
I can talk to my friends. And I can hear them. I can hear it in their voices. They're turning into that guy.
Yeah.
They have a serious girlfriend now. I'm 25. I'm starting to. You're hitting that turn now. you're starting to turn the wheel to the left. This is you're either turning the wheel to the left or you're doing what I'm doing and just. You're like, I'm going towards the wall. We're going to see what happens.
It is weird. I know what you're saying. I went and saw my friend Brian's baby, new newborn that he has.
I saw that picture. Did you delete my comment, by the way?
I don't think so.
Oh, I said that you looked like a proud lesbian mother. That's pretty good. I was pretty drunk last night, though, so I don't. I remember writing it.
I don't think you posted it.
Yeah, maybe I just didn't post, or maybe I posted it on somebody else's picture.
Because I did
lose a follower, I noticed this morning.
I better
backtrack my steps from last night.
Yeah, because I didn't put it on Facebook, but I did put it on Instagram. So
yeah, that's
which you can follow me at @home_made_man on Instagram.
You can also follow me on Instagram at
Don't Do It. Smack
the
Townsend.
Real Donald Trump.
I went and saw his baby, and he. First thing he asked me, I guess because I'm not put together the way a 32-year-old should be.
Mm-hmm.
I have a young soul, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, so wear backwards hats. And he was like, Have you ever... Shorts. Everywhere. Yeah. Have you ever been around a baby? And I was like, yes, I've been alive for 30 years, and I'm a human being. Yes, I've been around a child.
I think I know what he means, though. Like, have you been, like... Like, do you know what a baby entails? Like you're just like...
Well, I don't know
can
the
you hold
day.
One?
Can yeah,
you hold
I think one? That's what he was getting at. And yeah, I can hold a baby, sure.
Would you feel comfortable holding a
yeah,
baby?
Yeah, I held a baby.
I don't know.
I held him for a long
my
time.
My mom, my mom was a babysitter. Like, she literally, like, ran daycare out of our house. So mm-hmm. I know
so
babies, like,
Coke
the back of
and
my
had
hand.
A...
Yeah, and I used to just, like, punch these kids when, like, these brand new babies, like, when she wasn't looking.
Okay, that's the worst thing you ever did
no,
as a
I'm
child.
Kidding.
That's not true.
I was so loving as a kid, and I think I gave all my lovingness when I was younger.
You
and now I'm just
out.
A cold-hearted soul.
On E in the love department.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's weird. Like, I see him, he works, like, you know, a real job. You know, he makes money. He has a baby, he has a wife.
Yeah, he has a coffee machine, probably.
Yeah, makes his own coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I can't see that for myself anytime soon, anyways.
He has, like, sunglasses with a thing in the back so he can, like, wrap, like, drop them to his neck and they just dangle. Like, that's, like, what my friends are, like, buying now. And I'm just like, dude, I literally don't know if I'm going to be able to make rent this month. And they're like, well, it's the first month that you've lived on your own. And I'm like, exactly.
Yeah. You'll get the hang of it eventually. You know how to budget.
I'm just,
but it takes a while.
I
you
have
go out
no
all
intentions.
The time,
I have no intentions of settling down with anything, slowing down.
You will, eventually.
No.
It starts to cross your mind. But, like, I know, well, for me, it's like a personal responsibility.
We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
You're going to cash in. You've talked about cashing in your chips. And just
well, who knows?
Calling it quits.
Who knows?
Settling
for
the picket fence.
Yeah, I don't know, man. But, yeah, I think you will start to think about it the older you get.
Nah, man.
There's nothing... more of a loser than the guy who's 45 in the club by himself trying to pick up girls.
I'm not, yeah, no, I don't want to do that. Like, I just want to have a job in comedy. I don't want to be a stand-up comedian, per se. I'll always do stand-up, but I don't want to be a stand-up comedian.
Right.
I don't want to, but...
I mean, you don't even do comedy anymore, do you?
Yeah, I do.
You
do? All the time, yeah. What are you talking about?
How often do you get up a week?
I went up at your... stupid show the other day at the Loft.
Oh yeah, that's right. You did. I got really drunk during that one. I was murdered during the loft. You did
for
well.
All,
yeah.
Like four people.
Now I kind of remember. Yeah, that was. I just got drunk because I was concerned about the show.
Yeah.
And like, I don't like when anybody tries to come talk to me before one of those things because I'm so in my own head and thinking about the best case scenarios and the worst case scenarios.
That was good. It was a good show.
I know it's fun and all the comics love the room and everything, but it's It's a tough spot, especially
yeah.
for local comedy too.
Local comedy is just tough in general. But no, I just don't go up as much anymore. Like now that I'm like, I don't know. I feel like you definitely like with comedy, you have to get your name out for a while, and like you have to prove to people that you can be good. Not just because there's a lot of people that go out every week. I just can't afford to go now that I have like a rent payment and stuff.
Yeah,
I just can't afford to go out all the. So I have to really pick and choose my mics. But I go out. I still go try to get up at least once or twice a week.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
So you don't necessarily want to be a stand-up comedian, though. I think you're more of like a writer, right?
Oh,
you
yeah.
Wanna do
that's
the...
definitely what I want to do. I want to be like the behind-the-scenes guy.
Like with what
writing.
Aspect?
I just want to be like the
like
guy.
Like a sitcom?
I want to be the guy that you need to know to succeed, but nobody knows who he is. You know what I mean? I want to be like the South Park guys where like, those guys are such a huge piece of the puzzle of comedy. But, like, if those guys asked you for directions, you'd probably tell them to screw because you'd be like, who the heck are these weirdos? You know what I mean? You wouldn't recognize them.
Yeah, well, I think, yeah, they're pretty recognizable, but I know what you mean.
But, like, for us, because we're nerds. And
right, right. Well, good. So you just start. You gonna start up? Whatchamacallit?
The hungover therapy, or is this a podcast?
Yeah, we can go that route. Sure. What do you think you are out of 10 on a scale?
In what department are we talking about? Just looks wise.
Yeah.
Or overall, because that's too different.
Let's go with looks.
Looks.
Yeah.
Genuinely. All right. I'm a realist. All right. I know what gets me, you know, the girls, and. I would say looks-wise, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to say I'm a solid, I'm a 6. I'm like a 7. I'm a 7.
I'd say you're pretty close to a 7.
I'm like close to a 7.
I think I'm a 6.8.
You know, okay, if you're a 6.8, then, all right, I'm a 18 on a scale. No, I'm a realist. I know what I look like, you know what I mean? I know my teeth look like they just got out of a Limp Bizkit mosh pit. Like, I know my nose is huge and just Owen Wilson-y. You know what I mean? But I do know that being 6'6" helps me stand out. Girls love tall guys. I don't know why.
Because it makes them feel safe. They like a.
I'm a pussy. I'm not. It makes you feel safe.
Yeah, but as long as you give the illusion.
Let me tell you right now. If you're a girl with me and you get hit by a guy or even a girl, I'm out. I'm not even calling the cops.
I'm just going to leave.
I'm out, yeah.
Did you listen to that Patrice story today that I sent you, that Bill Burr told?
No, I didn't listen to that.
Okay, never mind then. We won't bring it up.
Why? What do you think you are? Let's get back to you. What do you think you are? You 6.8?
6.8. Maybe 6.7. Maybe a 6.
What do you think is your best quality for the women?
Physically?
Yeah.
I got good calves, and I think I got good lips, too. And good eyelashes. I've been told I have good eyelashes.
The
rest is a mess. The rest is just a mess. But those three traits, I think, can set me above the rest from time to time.
What would you... All right. What would you rate your... what are you on a scale of 1 to 10 in the sheets?
Probably pretty average. I would say.
So, like,
depends
5.
On how much I have to drink. But that's the way it is with everybody.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Or eat at this point.
Like, yeah.
I, like, literally didn't hang out with a girl the other night because I had Thai food. And I knew I would. I literally was like, I could either hold in the farts while she's here or I could just fart on my own time freely. And I literally told her, like, I just can't tonight. It's like, she got really mad. I remember she got really, like, she was like, I've been trying to hang out with you for, like, the past, like, 3 times you told me no. I'm like, well, I just can't stop ordering Bangkok 9. I don't know. It's cheap. All right?
You got to get some Gazax, man. They sell it at CVS.
No, because that's going to really make me feel like I'm old.
Well.
And it's not that bad. I just would rather fart than hold it in. Or, like, have to plan my farts out. Like, oh, do you want, like, ask her, like, I'm genuinely curious, like, if she wants something to drink. And then, like, oh, yeah, and I have to go get her a drink, just rip, like, 4 of them on the way to the kitchen.
I've had that problem because my bedroom, like, my bathroom is right there. And it's got a thin, hollow door between
it.
So I'm like, I got to do stuff in there. So you try to, like, spread your butt cheeks and kind of do it that route and then light a match. But sometimes some sound still slips out.
Have you pooped with a girl over before?
Yeah.
No way.
If I have to, I mean, I try to hold it, like, and then.
Dude, I pooped. I pooped at a party, like, recently, like a house party, and it was like the most. That's when I realized, like, I was old. Like, people are just banging on the door. Like, you're the dude who poops at a party. Like, that's the lowest of the lows.
Well, did you have to? I mean, was it an emergency or did you just?
Dude, I was either like, I have to poop here or I have to go, and then it got to the point where I was like, I don't even have a choice. I'm either pooping here or I'm pooping my pants outside.
See, that's different. If you were a guy at the party who was like, I could go for a poop right now and just casually went about it, yeah. That would be weird.
But even like I felt like such a creep that to the point where like people, when I got out of the bathroom, I was like telling people I have a Coke addiction just to like, because I wanted something less damaging to my character. than letting them know I'm the guy who poops at a party.
Did you poop in there? No, I was doing blow.
No, I was doing blow. Oh, it smells like shit in here. Yeah, I know. This blow is really bad.
Hey, potty mouth. I'm
pretty sure this drug dealer farted in the bag before he gave it to me.
Yeah, it's that new, it's from Colombia.
Yeah.
It's dope. Literally. It's good.
You called it Queen Laquifa.
All right, so I guess we can just wrap this thing up. Thanks for coming in on the short notice.
That was short. How long is
that? It was 45 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes time will fly on these things. But yeah, so I had original content. I didn't do the... I'm going to save the stitching the clips together for Christmas.
What? Yeah.
Because I'm going to take a few weeks off for that.
Okay. Well, you know, anytime you need me, man, I'm right down the road now.
Unless you're doing Hoppy Hour.
I mean, that's I can pencil you in. You're
Hoppy
both,
and
you
Sloppy
both
in the morning.
Dopey and Anthony.
All right, man. Thanks for coming in. Where's your, what's your social media and all that stuff?
At Smack Townsend on Twitter. At Smack Townsend on Instagram. And yeah, Zach Townsend on Facebook. I guess if you want to just see what I looked like in high school. When is this going to air?
Sunday.
Oh, I was going to plug something, but it's going to be over on Friday, Saturday. So.
Yeah. That's the thing about recording these so early in the week is that you kind of miss out on the plugs.
The good old plug-a-roonies. Yeah.
Yeah, we had to. Just Bailey's recording tomorrow. So.
Oh, nice. Who is he having on? Do we know?
I don't know. I don't even ask anymore.
What schmuck is he? What schmuck did
he
rope
into
it? No.
Oh, okay.
No. Yeah. No, it's not me.
But yeah, check out James Bailey's podcast.
I'm doing Afternoon Delight tomorrow.
Are you?
No.
She asked me to do it. That's what I'll do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Do what? Her show?
Afternoon
or?
Delight. Oh. Her show.
Or her.
Hey, who knows what will happen?
Because you are getting old, man. You got cash in the chest.
Hey, that's true. Get it while the getting's good. All right, this is weird. Make sure you subscribe to get all these excellent programs that are on HMB Radio. Just search iTunes for HMB Radio. Facebook.com/HMB Radio. Yes.
Stop
Zach.
Drawing swastikas everywhere.
Please stop drawing swastikas all over the place.
At least in nice places. Draw them where you're supposed to draw them, on Jewish people's front lawns.
Jesus.
Will you?
In gasoline.
Yeah.
And then light it on fire. Yes. Facebook.com/HMB Radio. Facebook.com/Radio St. Pete. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned for Frank Rivera's jazz show, followed by the indie circuit.
You don't want to miss that.
If you're listening on podcast, go, I don't know, go live your life and do something else. Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.
Guys.
I'll be a 32-year-old man then.
Ooh.
Bye, everybody.
Problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more. Problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more.